Tom walked through the quiet town towards the small park. He often came here when he needed to think. This morning, he felt quite unsure about a matter that had been on his mind for days. At the park bench sat Anna, a friend whose calm manner always helped him make sense of things. "Good morning," Tom said. "Good morning," Anna replied. "You look worried. What is it?" Tom sat down. "I'm not sure whether I ought to take a new job in the next city. It might be a good change, though I don't know anyone there. I keep thinking about it over and over." Anna nodded. "That makes sense. Change can be scary. But think about the kind of character you want to grow into. What do you want?" Tom looked out at the trees. Birds moved among the branches, free and light. "I want to do something brave, but I'm afraid I'll feel lonely." "You won't know till you try," Anna said, "and you won't move forward if you stay still. You could wait forever and still wonder." Tom thought about this. He had never been without support from Anna or his family. "You're right," he said at last. "I guess I must step forth, even if I feel unsure." "Exactly. And remember," Anna added, "if you go, it doesn't mean you love this place any less. It simply means you're growing." Tom smiled. "Thank you. That helps a lot." They stood up and walked toward the river. The water shone in the morning light, a peaceful sight. "So," Anna said, "what will you do?" "I will take the job," Tom answered. "It may not be perfect, but at the very least, it will teach me something. And if it turns out badly, well, I will try something else. Life moves on." "Thus begins a new chapter," Anna said. Tom laughed. "Yes. And thank you again. I feel stronger now." "Anytime," she said. "Friends help each other. That's what we do." And with that, they walked on, talking and dreaming about all they might become, while the river flowed quietly beside them, as it had ever done.